Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. A new transitional housing building in Montreal is seeking to give people a place to stay when getting off the street to more permanent housing. On Ontario Street East, the Welcome Hall Mission will soon open a building with 50 studio units, welcoming 42 men and 8 women on their own secure floor, who are currently unhoused but close to finding a permanent place to stay.
What we need to do is, instead of concentrating our efforts and our energy around emergency services, which are still necessary, let's start concentrating a lot more energy on services that help people move from emergency services towards permanent housing, which is what we all agree everybody needs.
That was Sam Watts, the CEO of Welcome Hall Mission. Watts explains some of the details around this new housing effort by Welcome Hall, including that each resident will be assigned 2 counselors to help them complete their transition to a more permanent home.
Most of our processes around transitional housing will work somewhere between 6 weeks and 3 months. That's a typical length of stay because the person is in the process of looking for an apartment.
Watts has been a longtime advocate for what he calls permanent housing solutions in Quebec and across Canada. But some in Montreal are critical of Welcome Hall Mission and Sam Watts' messaging surrounding permanent housing. David Chapman, the director of the shelter organization Resilience Montreal, says Watts' messaging that housing should come first ignores the importance of ground-level emergency services for unhoused people. Here's Chapman.
For some time now, the messaging that has come, sadly, from at least one CEO in the world of homelessness, has been, let's focus our resources on long-term solutions like housing, and let's not put our resources into what he refers to as short-term solutions like shelters.
Watts has called emergency-focused organizations short-term solutions and has called these services costly and inefficient in the long run. Here's Watts again.
If somebody is experiencing homelessness and is on the street, it costs society somewhere between $75,000 and $85,000 per person per year. Whereas if you accompany somebody back into housing and provide wraparound support services, it costs somewhere between $20,000 and $60,000 a year, depending on the level of acuity.
Chapman is frustrated with the messaging, saying that this can slow public support and funding for emergency-focused organizations like Resilience Montreal.
It's quite irresponsible that, you know, these so-called, you know, temporary shelter scenarios are being referred to as short-term solutions. Well, what they would, you know, like, there's nothing short-term about keeping people alive.
Watts responds to these criticisms, saying he thinks focus should stay on the long term.
I'm always ready to listen to the criticism, but I think my message is clear. We still need emergency services, but those emergency services need to lead somewhere. If they lead nowhere, then are they really helpful? And we have to ask ourselves those serious questions. We're dealing with a complex social challenge. Homelessness isn't just about, you know, giving somebody a meal and hoping for the best.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.